We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 40 degrees. Pharmaceutical companies say they're rapidly stepping up vaccine production in an effort to beat the pandemic.
Pfizer and Moderna expected to produce a combined 600 million doses in the coming months, giving every American the required double shot to protect against COVID-19. Pfizer and Moderna confirm they will deliver at least 220 million doses by the end of March. Meantime, Johnson & Johnson is waiting on final approval to distribute its own vaccine, which can be administered in one single shot. The company expects to have at least 100 million doses ready by this summer. In Washington, I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Kansas lawmakers hope that a legislative audit will provide an estimate of how much the state has paid out in fraudulent claims for unemployment benefits during the pandemic.
Republicans in the legislature remain frustrated with the lack of an estimate from the State Department of Labor for the potential cost of bogus unemployment claims. They've expressed concern that employers who pay taxes to finance benefits will be stuck with covering the cost of bogus claims until scammers are caught. Governor Laura Kelly and department officials have blamed problems on decades-old computer technology, and she said the department hopes to begin work on upgrades by the end of this year. The Labor Department said last week that it was blocking the equivalent of three fraudulent login attempts a second by scammers or internet bots.
That's Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Sedgwick County is seeing some encouraging numbers in the battle against COVID-19. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
It's all encouraging. The hospital numbers are comfortable. It's in the green right now. And so we're doing a much better job right now. Plus the vaccines are going on.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
A former police officer among those facing charges following last month's Capitol Hill riot.
Former New York City police officer Thomas Webster is among the latest to be charged following the breach at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Investigators say the 54-year-old from White Plains attacked a Capitol Hill cop with an aluminum pole. Webster becomes one of the latest to face charges amid a nationwide law enforcement effort to round up those Trump supporters caught on camera at the Capitol. At least 235 arrests have been made so far. Webster's lawyer says he was in Washington last month to merely peacefully protest. Tom Graham, Fox News.
New Army regulations and grooming standards go into effect today.
The U.S. Army announced last month that to support diversity and inclusion and a people-first priority, that it'll now allow optional wear of earrings, lipstick, and nail colors for women, clear nail polish for men. Approved hairstyle changes include no minimum hair length for female soldiers and allowing multiple hairstyles, including natural colored highlights. The new version of the Army's code also includes a clarifying policy on breastfeeding or pumping in uniform, allowing for female soldiers to wear an optional undershirt. With the implementation of improved hot weather combat uniforms and full transition to the operational camouflage pattern. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The same stuff you might use on a sandwich is helping save the lives of sea turtles caught up in a man-made disaster.
The endangered sea turtles affected by a devastating oil spill on Israel's coast are being saved with mayonnaise. Employees at Israel's National Sea Turtle Rescue Center have been removing the toxic, thick black tar from the reptiles' airwaves and found a creative way to flush it out of their digestive tracts They discovered mayonnaise practically cleans the system and breaks down the tar. Thousands of volunteers and cleanup crews have mobilized to remove tar from Israel's beaches, which is expected to take months. Israel's Environmental Protection Ministry says it's investigating the cause of the oil spill. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we got to 69 degrees for the high in Wichita. Today going to be quite a bit cooler, but still running about normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny and breezy. Mid-40s by lunchtime, 51 for the high this afternoon. As clouds settle in tonight, our low near 30. Cloud cover throughout the day Thursday with a high 47. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a partly cloudy sky, 40 degrees. We have a north wind at 17 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:35 on Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. And this morning, of course, the big news is Tiger Woods with a big accident, SUV rollover. I'm looking at what a video I'm seeing. I'm thinking probably high speed was on this thing. They're going to investigate it, but... Yeah, if he rolled that thing over, but it has a good, the SUV has a good solid cab on it and protected him pretty well because he could have been smashed pretty badly.
That car ended up 700 feet off the roadway. Yeah. So it was,
I think he
was some propulsion.
The car is a Hyundai luxury brand SUV. I didn't know Hyundai made a luxury brand. It's called the Genesis GV80. And by the way, another good thing about this is coming out is that Tiger was wearing a seatbelt, so he was restrained, but that leg got smashed. That right leg and ankle really smashed up. It looks like compound fractures, put a bunch of screws in and everything. And what it means is long-term, it's going to be a while before that young man can walk again with any level of comfort at all. There's going to be a rehab going. But apparently he was alert, awake, and they're looking at a recovery. So, yeah, he's lucky. He got out of there, but that's a terrible, terrible injury. That leg is really something. Now, if he goes back, is he still active on the pro tour, Ted?
He picks the events he wants to go to. He's not a week by week golfer anymore on the PGA tour, but
and pro golfers
kind of picks his spots.
He plays the tours that he likes,
and he plays in the
when
majors
when he wants to. Okay. Yeah. Well, the pro golfers though, they don't use carts, do they? Are they prohibited?
No, the PGA tour does not allow
that's
you
what
to
I was thinking.
Do that.
So he's. He's going to have to, if he's going to make a comeback. Well, how old is this guy? He's in his 50s, isn't he?
No.
Isn't he? No.
No.
Okay. In his 40s then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe he can make a comeback. We're hoping the best for Tiger Woods.
It's going to take a lot.
Yeah. He's going to have
to. But, this is a guy that he's battled injuries. He's had a terrible back.
Oh, really?
For the last
this is
10
help
years
that.
Plus.
Okay.
This is obviously worse than that, but he's a guy that's had to deal with injuries before, and this is going to be the biggest challenge yet.
It'll be a huge challenge. All right, 7:37, Steve and Ted, we have a birthday today I wanted to mention, and that would be Weston Schartz.
Oh!
Now, Ted, who is Weston Schartz for our...
Well, he's one of the winningest coaches in Kansas high school football history.
Yep.
He 10 years at West High School as head coach. Also spent a long time at Northwest, and he's currently the head coach at Cape and Mount Carmel.
He's at Cape, and he's turning 60.
Ah, bless his heart.
Yeah, and I got to know Weston when he was at West, working with him on, and I didn't do a lot of work. I don't want you people to think that I did a lot of work, but I did help out a little bit with setting up their Sports Hall of Fame over there, and Weston was very, very helpful in that and appreciative of all the alumni and the things we did. Nice fella. He was always very nice to me, and we wish him the best. He's his brother, Derek, I met him several years ago before I met Weston. I worked with Derek at a place, and so I got to know him before I ever knew Weston at all. But Weston Church having a birthday today, and everybody's a lot of people celebrating, and he's at Capen. He was at my alma mater, West, and then he goes over to Capen, your alma mater. So I wonder what kind of shirt he wears, or what kind of,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The fashion, the logo, the team, what was he going to wear, West, or are you going to wear Cape?
Well, he's employed by Cape and Mount Carmel.
He can't
he
wear
be
West.
Wearing blue.
He better.
What
do you call that? What do you call that stuff? Memento?
Gear?
Gear, yeah. Okay.
Sports attire?
Attire. Okay.
So anyway,
they had a really good season this year too. All Weston Sharks does is go to places and win.
Yep. Well, that's kind of
the
measure.
He wins games.
Football coaches, is it not? All right, Weston, have a good birthday. And Ted and I will probably not send you a card or anything, but there you go. We don't do that.
Are we on the birthday train?
Go ahead. You got a birthday? Go ahead.
Yeah, my nephew Mitchell.
Mitchell's
is turning 21 today. So Mitchell? He's my oldest nephew. So.
All right.
And, of course, he was a basketball star at Capen back in his high school days.
Mitchell.
Happy birthday to Mitchell. He's 21 today.
Wow. Okay.
And we got a good shocker birthday. How about Bob Long?
Bob, oh my goodness.
Wide receiver at Wichita State, third team All-American. And then, of course, he went on to play for the Green Bay Packers and Vince Lombardi in the NFL.
I found a copy of my brother's yearbook, the Parnassus, from Wichita University, 1963-64, before they were a state school. And that was a Stallworth and all those people in there, 63, that football team they had. And I was showing it to my daughter, Stacy, and I said, this guy's name is Bob Long. And she said, this guy was a pretty good football player.
Mm-hmm.
And he played for the Packers, right?
Played for Vince Lombardi and the Packers. He played in the Ice Bowl against the Cowboys. He got two Super Bowl rings, Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II.
How about that?
He's in the State of Kansas Hall of Fame. He's in the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame. Played 7 years in the NFL.
You're having a birthday today.
And he's 80 today, by the way.
All right.
So happy birthday to former Shocker football great Bob Long. He's 80.
Okay. That's a good birthday.
That's a good one.
Weston Sharks, Bob Long, how about that? All right, coming up on 741, and Mitchell, 741, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, a new boss at Cargill. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.